This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 239 for Tuesday, January 25th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was mixed Tuesday morning, with the bias lower in the most active front months, seeing some follow-through selling after yesterday's break below former chart support. Canola is up a dollar to down $4, March down $4 at $991.40 per ton. Speculative long liquidation was a feature as the March contract dipped below its 20 and 50-day moving averages. A softer tone in Chicago soybeans and overnight activity also pressured values, although soybeans and soy oil are now up on the day, providing some support. Ongoing concerns over tight old crop supplies also underpinned the market. The Canadian dollar, it's trading right around 79 U.S. cents in early activity, and that's a bit supportive as well. In the U.S., soybeans trading to both sides of unchanged but turning higher now. Corn and wheat also posting gains. The forecasts continue to call for wetter and cooler conditions across Argentina over the next week, and that should help alleviate the dryness concerns for soybeans there. But the March contract, after initially moving lower, up 6 cents now at 14.09 per bushel. While the recent moisture is also beneficial for crops in Brazil, development is farther along there, and harvest operations are already underway in more northern regions of the country. Gains in crude oil were supportive for beans today, with soy oil leading the bean complex to the upside. Corn also pressured a bit by the South American rains, but managing to move higher in sympathy with wheat. March corn up 6 cents at 6.27 per bushel. The mounting tensions between Russia and Ukraine remain at the forefront of the grain markets, as those two countries are both major exporters. Wheat, it's higher. The Minneapolis spring wheat up 5 cents in March at 9.54 per bushel. Kansas City up 12 cents in March at 8.30 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 15 cents in the March contract at 8.15 per bushel. In addition to the Russia-Ukraine situation, grain movement in the Black Sea is also being hampered by adverse weather. Wheat is also finding some support from declining crop ratings in the U.S. winter wheat belt. Only 30% of the Kansas wheat crop is now rated good to excellent, with Oklahoma at 16%. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, January 25th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.